Or just because I have a, like, just thinking it's a big change for our organization to allow, yeah, to allow the drug testing not to be screened or whatever. That's a huge change.
Good morning, it's 9:01. I'm going to call the meeting to order. We have Jenny, Marie, Daniel, myself, and Kirby. All right. Any changes to the agenda, Clarissa?
No.
We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the November 2nd, 2022 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So move.
Second.
Support. Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Current business, the drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. So on August 30th, 2022, the LOC received a request from the Human Resources Department to add the drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments to its active files list. HRD indicated that with the Benton pre-employment drug testing petition currently pending, which requests to remove THC from pre-employment drug testing requirements, they were directed by the Oneida Business Committee to work with the Oneida Law Office on potential proposed language to address this petition. So the LOC added this item to its active files list on September 7, 2022. So since this item was added to the active files list, the LOC has held 3 work meetings and collaborated with representatives from the Oneida Law Office, Human Resources Department, Gaming, and Employee Health Nursing. So it's the policy of the nation to establish a drug and alcohol-free workplace program that balances respect for individuals with the need to maintain an alcohol and drug-free environment. So on page 6 of your packet is a redline draft of the proposed amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law, which demonstrates all the proposed revisions to the law. Drawing your attention specifically to page 11 of the packet, section 202.8-4, starting on line 221, is the new proposed language. So the proposed language will now read, so all external applicants shall participate in pre-employment drug testing. A negative drug test result shall be required for employment eligibility. Exemption for positive THC test result. An external applicant's confirmed positive THC test result shall be exempted from the requirement of a negative drug test result for employment eligibility in the following circumstances. So one, external applicants for gaming position. An external applicant receiving a confirmed positive test result for THC may qualify for employment if the position mandates a background check in accordance with 5 OC 501.10, the position mandates licensing in accordance with 5 OC 501.11, and the position does not require a commercial driver's license or job-related driving. So two, external applicants for non-gaming positions. An external applicant receiving a confirmed positive test result for THC may qualify for employment if the position has not been identified as an employee position which waived the exemption for positive THC test results. So the Oneida Business Committee shall adopt through resolution a list of all the non-gaming employment positions that waived the exemption for positive THC test results. And then each employee shall participate in reasonable suspicion and follow-up testing upon the request of an appropriate authority. A negative test result is required for unimpeded employment eligibility. So currently, the law requires negative drug test results for all pre-employment drug testing. So the red line draft is followed by a clean draft of the proposed amendments on page 16. So now that we have a draft of the proposed amendments to the law ready for approval, we're asking the LSC to consider adopting a motion to approve the draft of the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendments and direct the legislative analysis be completed.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See any? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to an item, personal policies and procedure amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 26 of your packet. So the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures provides the nation's employee-related policies and procedures, including recruitment, selection, compensation and benefits, employee relations, safety and health, program and enterprise rules and regulations, and record keeping. So on August 18th, 2021, the LOC considered a request for amendments to the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures from the Human Resources Department to address the selection policy in an effort to update the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures using current interpretations, language, and technology to improve and minimize the time to hire employees in a tight labor market. So the LOC determined these amendments should be pursued on an emergency basis for the immediate preservation of the general welfare of the reservation population. So the Oneida Business Committee adopted emergency amendments to this law through the adoption of Resolution BC 11-2421A to improve the nation's hiring capacity and service delivery in the tight labor markets that resulted from the COVID-19 pandemic. So these emergency amendments were set to expire on May 24th, 2022. So when discussing the potential six-month extension of the emergency amendments to this law, the LOC determined that it was necessary to seek additional emergency amendments to clarify inconsistencies that arose as a result of the last emergency amendments. So the Oneida Business Committee adopted these additional emergency amendments to the law through the adoption of Resolution BC 511-22A, and these emergency amendments were set to expire on November 11, 2022. So the Oneida Business Committee then extended those emergency amendments for an additional six-month period through the adoption of Resolution BC 11-722A. So the emergency amendments to the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures will now expire on May 11th, 2023. So the LOC is now seeking the permanent adoption of comprehensive amendments to this law. So since this item was added to the active files list, the LOC has held 19 work meetings and collaborated with the Human Resources Department. So on page 31 of your packet is a redline draft of the proposed amendments to the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures, which demonstrates all the proposed revisions. So the proposed amendments to this law will remove language stating that knowledge of Oneida culture can be attained only by membership or eligibility for membership in the Oneida Nation. It adds language to state that the Personnel Commission is directed to comply with the Oneida Personnel Commission bylaws. It clarifies that termination of an employee for cause during their original probationary period shall not be subject to appeal. It clarifies that employees who are terminated during their original probation period shall not be paid for any unused accrued vacation or personal days in their final paycheck. It removes the wage deduction for probationary employees. It eliminates much of the process and procedures currently contained in the law regarding the hiring and selection process, and instead provides that HRD shall be delegated rulemaking authority in accordance with the administrative rulemaking law to develop rules regarding procedures for the hiring and selection of employees of the nation. It eliminates much of the process and procedures currently contained in the law regarding the internal transfer process, and instead provides that HRD shall be delegated rulemaking authority in accordance with the administrative rulemaking law to develop rules regarding procedures for internal position posting and reassignment of employees of the nation. It adds a new holiday to the list of the nation's recognized holidays, Indigenous Peoples Day. It increases the amount of funeral leave that is provided to an employee for attending a funeral of an immediate family member or another individual when the employee is responsible for making funeral arrangements from 3 days to 5 days. It simplifies the process for an employee to request a leave of absence by eliminating the approval requirements of the area manager, HRD manager, and general manager, and only requiring the approval of the supervisor. It recognizes that there are various levels of severity of complaints, and dependent on the severity of the complaint, not all complaints should follow the same process by formally recognizing three different types of complaints, so employee disagreements, EEO violations, and illegal activities. It provides the process and procedures for who investigates the different complaints, how long a complaint investigation lasts, and the steps for investigating a complaint with the goal of providing supervisors or the EEO officer with clear guidance on how a complaint should be investigated, as well as to ensure accountability for those who do not follow the complaint process. It revises who initiates disciplinary procedure so that it is the immediate supervisor who initiates disciplinary procedure for the purpose of correcting unsatisfactory work performance or as the resolution of an employee disagreement complaint investigation, while it's the EEO officer who initiates disciplinary action as the resolution of an EEO violation complaint or a legal activities complaint. So it clarifies the requirement to follow a progressive order for discipline and provides that for any deviation from the progressive order, it must be justified in writing and approved by either the EEO department or the Human Resources Executive Director. It provides greater clarification as to the process when disciplinary action results in the suspension or termination of an employee. It allows the Human Resources Department to avoid a disciplinary action for clear procedural errors. It splits the grievance procedures into two categories based on the type of complaint that the discipline the employee is grieving stems from. An employee may appeal a discipline that resulted from an EEO violation or illegal activities complaint to the United Nations Judiciary, while an employee who wishes to appeal a discipline that resulted from an employee disagreement complaint or unsatisfactory work performance can first appeal the discipline to the area manager and then further appeal the area manager's decision to the United Personnel Commission. And then it provides that if the United Personnel Commission is unable to fulfill its responsibility to hear an appeal of the area manager's decision, then the employee may appeal the area manager's decision to the United Nations Judiciary. So this red line draft that demonstrates all the changes is followed by a clean draft of the proposed amendment on page 71. The legislative analysis is a handout for today's meeting. So the meeting packet will be updated and reposted on the nation's website after this meeting concludes to include the handout. And I also attached the handout to the appointment for this meeting. So the legislative analysis is a plain language analysis describing the important features of the legislation being considered and factual information to enable the LOC to make informed decisions regarding legislation. So a legislative analysis includes a statement of the legislation's terms and substance, the intent of the legislation, a description of the subjects involved, including any conflicts with Oneida or other law, key issues, potential impacts of the legislation, and policy considerations. So then on page 104 of your packet, you'll find the public meeting notice. This notice will be published in the December 27th, 2022 Gullywee Sox edition, and the whole public meeting packet will be placed online on the Oneida Register and electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. So this public meeting notice shows that the public meeting will be held on Thursday, January 12th, 2023 at 12:15 p.m. right here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room. So people can also attend this public meeting through Microsoft Teams. For those who are unable to attend the public meeting either in person or in Microsoft Teams, the written submission of comments or questions will be accepted up until the close of business on Thursday, January 19th. Written comments can be submitted to the nation's secretary office or the legislative reference office. So the public meeting notices also provides that if the Norbert Hill Center's administrative office's guidelines prohibit a public meeting from being held in person on January 12th, based on the COVID-19 community levels in Brown and Outagamie County, then the public meeting will be held solely at Microsoft Teams. So I did want to note that the draft, the legislative analysis, and public meetings were all presented together for the first time on this agenda due to the fact that we're working on an expedited schedule in an effort to ensure that the United Personnel Policies and Procedures Amendments can be presented to the General Tribal Council for consideration prior to the expiration of the emergency amendments on May 11, 2023. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the draft of the United Personnel Policies and Procedures Amendments, the legislative analysis, and the public meeting notice, and forward the United Personnel Policies and Procedures Amendments to a public meeting to be held on January 12, 2023.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Kirby?
Yeah, I just, for those that are listening, I just want to reiterate that the in-person time for public comment is Thursday, January 12th at 12:15 here in the BC Conference Room, and then written comments can come in till January 19th at 4:30. And this is a very critical, I think, because this is going to affect a lot of people within the tribal structure employees. So I'm hoping tribal members are talking to their family members, community members who are working for the tribe, and if they feel they are compelled to say something or have input in this, to make sure you attend the community meetings. There's a lot of rewriting that went into this, and there was a lot of people involved with it. One of the main things that I think for me was critical is there's comments regarding the Personnel Commission. And the General Tribal Council overturned the dissolution of the Personnel Commission. And since then, we haven't had enough personnel commissioners to have an active personnel commission. And at one time, there were no applicants, nobody serving on the personnel commission. Currently, we have one person on the personnel commission. They don't even have a quorum. So I'm encouraging tribal members, if you are interested, please apply for the personnel commission, because the verbiage in here, I know we had to change some of the verbiage because of there is no personnel commission. I mean, we post it. Nobody's applying for it. I don't know what more we can do. And so the word in there, the verbiage is it goes to the, I think, the next area manager, or you apply at the judiciary. But we do need tribal members to apply for the personnel commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirby. Any other questions or comments? Daniel?
Clarissa, did you catch the typo? January 22. This is in that second one.
Oh, in the notice.
Oh.
Page 104.
I can fix that notice if you guys adjust your motion to approve the public meeting notice with the updated date.
Yes, please.
Daniel, you can concur.
Yeah,
you
were.
It was you.
Yes.
Okay, they both concur, so yeah, the change could be completed. Any other questions or comments? Jenny?
I just want to, you know, restate that this was a huge undertaking by LOC, and our first meeting started September 13th of 2021, and we've had 19 work meetings. And just working with HRD, it was such a nice collaboration to get their input. So I just want to thank, you know, the LOC, the LOC staff, you know, all of HRD that helped us work through this. For the last year, you know, it's been over a year now. So just good work on everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. I agree. Okay, any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. New submissions. Emergency gift card law, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 105 of your packet. So the LOC received a request to develop an emergency gift card policy to govern and oversee emergency gift card use within the organization and to set a standardized process that will monitor, control, and disperse emergency gift cards. So the notification of this proposal came to the LOC from the Oneida Law Office and originated from an audit finding. So a proposed draft is included with this request and can be found on page 106 of your packet. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to add the emergency gift card law to the active files list with Marie Cornelius as the sponsor.
So moved.
Support.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. The audit committee bylaw amendments.
This item starts on page 109 of your packet. So the LOC received a request for amendments to the audit committee bylaws to address the eligibility of the audit committee community member to receive a stipend for attendance at the Oneida Business Committee meeting where the annual audit is presented by the external auditors. So on page 110 of your packet is the audit committee's current bylaws. This is followed by a redline draft of the proposed amendments to the audit committee bylaws on page 115. So the proposed revision can be found on page 117 of your packet, line 117, section 3.3-9, and it provides that the appointed committee member shall be paid a stipend of $75 for attending the Oneida Business Committee meeting when the annual audit is presented by the external auditors. So a clean draft of the proposed amendments to the audit committee bylaws can be found on page 120, and then this is followed by a legislative analysis of the proposed amendments on page 125. So today we're asking for the LLC to make two motions. So the, for the first motion is to add the audit committee bylaw amendments to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
Motion to approve.
Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Substantial. Motion carries.
The second motion in regard to this topic is I'm asking the LLC to approve the audit committee bylaw amendments and legislative analysis and forward to the audit committee for approval.
So moved.
Support.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. The election law emergency amendments.
This item starts on page 127 of your packet. So based on comments received from an election board member during the presentation of their quarterly report, on November 30th, 2022, the business committee adopted a request to the LOC, or adopted a motion to request the LOC to take emergency action on the election law to address concerns identified in the event that the 2023 annual GTC meeting is not held. So section 102.9-1 of the election law requires that the GTC select the date of the general election at the annual meeting in January. So the election board expressed expressed concern that there's the possibility that GTC will not be able to meet in January to select the 2023 election date prior to when the election board needs that date in order to proceed with their election responsibilities. So the election board asked for emergency amendments to be made to the election law to provide guidance on how this concern should be handled. So today I'm asking the LLC to consider a motion to add the election law emergency amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, I don't see any. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. One abstention, Kirby. Okay, moving on to amendments to address the dissolution of the ERB and transition of responsibilities, Clarissa.
So this item starts on page 143 of your packet. So on August 10th, 2022, the business committee made a motion to direct the general manager to complete the assessment regarding the feasibility of the Environmental Health Safety Land and Agriculture Division taking on the roles of the Environmental Resources Board and for assessment to be submitted to the second business committee meeting in September. So in short, the general manager concluded that although changes were necessary to Oneida laws that delegated the authority and responsibility to the ERB, those responsibilities that were jointly executed by ERB and Environmental Health Safety Land and Agriculture Division could be assumed by the division. Additionally, for those duties that delegated ERB the power and duty to carry out intent and purposes of the law, including enforcement, those responsibilities could be delegated to the Environmental Health Safety Land and Agriculture Division or the Land Commission. So on September 28th, 2022, the BC made a motion to accept the Environmental Health Safety Land and Agriculture Environmental Resource Board assessment to recommend the dissolution of the Environmental Resource Board and to direct that Chief Counsel bring back a report in 45 days on actions that need to take place in order to complete the dissolution of the Environmental Resource Board, including amendments and laws and addressing any background material. So on page 144 of your packet is the memorandum from the Oneida Law Office regarding the actions that need to take place in order to complete the dissolution of ERB, including amendments to laws that will be necessary to transition their responsibilities to other entities of the nation. So this is followed by an excerpt of the materials that were included in the September 28th Business Committee materials regarding the general manager's assessment of the issue starting on page 150. So we now have a comprehensive list of all the laws that would require amendments for the dissolution of ERB. So this includes the cemetery law, domestic animals law, all-terrain vehicle law, tribal environmental response law, well abandonment law, tribal environmental quality review law, hunting, fishing, and trapping law, on-site waste disposal law, water resources law, and the public use of tribal land law. So from page 166 through 260, you'll find the copies of the current version of all the above listed laws. So we're now asking the LLC to consider adding the above mentioned 10 laws to the active files list for amendments So I do have a handful of individual motions prepared to walk us through this request. So the first motion is I'm asking the LLC to add the cemetery law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
Motion made by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstentions?
Abstain.
Kirby abstains. Motion carries.
The next motion is I'm asking the LLC add the domestic animals law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. One abstention, Kirby.
The next item is add the tribal environmental response law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Kirby abstains. Motion carries.
The next motion is to add the well abandonment law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved. Second.
Made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Abstained?
Abstain.
Kirby abstains. Motion carries.
The next requested motion is to add the all-terrain vehicle law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Abstain. Motion carries. One abstention, Kirby.
The next requested motion is to add the tribal environmental quality review law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Abstained?
Abstain.
Kirby abstains. Motion carries.
The next requested motion is to add the hunting, fishing, and trapping law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? See none. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Kirby.
The next requested motion is to add the on-site waste disposal law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny. Second. Seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention?
Abstain.
Kirby abstain.
The next requested motion is to add the water resources law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Jenny. Seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Kirby abstains. Motion carries.
And the last requested motion in regard to this topic is add the public use of tribal land law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as a sponsor.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Kirby abstains. Motion carries.
David.
Jenny.
Just noting that we're not trying to pile on to the work for Kirby. We just understand that part of the dissolution of the herb board, all these laws affect that, and it's just easier to keep it kind of in one package with one person, so not looking to pile anything
right on.
So
right, and I'm just saying, wow. My mustache is even sweating. What am I getting into? Commitment.
Okay, moving on. Next one is a petition for M. Cornelius, Chief Financial Officer position. It's a petition.
This item starts on page 261 of your packet. So on November 30th, 2022, the Business Committee adopted a motion to acknowledge receipt of the petition from May Cornelius regarding the Chief Financial Officer position, and they directed the Legislative Reference Office to complete a statement of effect with status updates to be submitted for the January 25th, 2023 Oneida Business Committee meeting. So in the packet, you'll see an excerpt from the November 30th, 2022 BC meeting draft minutes that includes that motion. Today, we're looking for a motion from the LOC to add the petition M. Cornelius, Chief Financial Officer position, to the active files list with Jenny Webster as a sponsor.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments?
I was going to take that one too.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to the petition, N. Barton, $2,500 GWA payment for 3 years.
This item starts on page 263 of your packet. So on November 30th, 2022, the Business Committee adopted a motion to acknowledge receipt of the petition from Nancy Barton regarding a $2,500 GWA payment for 2023 to 2025. And the Business Committee also directed the Legislative Reference Office to complete a statement of effect for this petition with status updates to be submitted for the January 25th, 2023 Oneida Business Committee meeting. So the agenda request form is followed by an excerpt from the November 30th Business Committee meeting draft minutes that includes that motion. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to add the petition and Barton $2,500 GWA payment for 3 years to the active files list with Marie Cornelius as the sponsor.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Administrative updates, e-poll results, extension of the emergency amendments to the Oneida personnel policies and procedures. Looking for a motion to enter into the record the results of the November 2nd, 2022 e-poll entitled Extension of the Emergency Amendments to the Oneida Personnel Policies and Procedures.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. We're now looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:31.
So move. Second.
Motion by Daniel, seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everyone.